This is a replay of the Thursday night, August 8th, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, analyst sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
James, we do have 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, it's on mine. I felt really bad last night when a lot of people were hanging, and I'm so glad they have called back. So plenty of things to talk about. And let's see, we're going to kick it off. We've got Nick, we've got Brian, we've got Eduardo. But Nick in Baltimore, been too long. How are you?
Hey, well, I'm fine. Hope you guys are doing well. Your signal's coming in well down here.
Really? Well, good.
Believe it or not, a little QRN, but...
You know, as you well know, it's dependent on the atmosphere, so it's different every night.
Right, and we're still in summertime, so, but it's getting in here. Of all the Chicago stations, GN is the most reliable at this point.
Excellent.
I wanted to let you guys know, so compliments to the engineers.
They are just terrific, and they have been moving the tower site and all that and just done an incredible job.
Oh, it's not. It's kicking. So
yeah.
So I wanted a couple of things here. I enjoyed I've been listening, and I really enjoyed. I enjoy all the callers. I enjoyed Steve Bryant last night.
Yeah.
And the gentleman about the cats. The previous night. We're cat lovers too, and we have all rescue cats over here. And they're just wonderful.
That's great. They're certainly easier to care for overall than dogs. That's true.
Yeah, we're animal lovers, period. And where we live, there are a lot of strays, and so one of the people in the neighborhood take care of the strays and taken some of them in. I don't know. Some people sometimes they dump cats or who knows.
Oh, but, don't they? And it's not a good situation. And in some cases, towns have made it illegal to feed them because the feral population has gotten so huge. And they do what they can.
My.
What they're doing in many places is they're trapping and then neutering and then returning the cat to the area the cat was. So sometimes when you'll see several cats, it might not be a totally feral situation. They might have been neutered. But, man, they multiply, I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I wanted to ask a question or two. Oh, I wanted to mention, is it Johnny B that calls?
Johnny D. D like dynamite.
Johnny D.
Yes.
Okay. I found his podcast on the Grace Radio. The Grace
really?
Radio.
He has a podcast?
Yeah, well, you know, when he was talking about those, but this is some time ago, we talked about those bits he did in Houston.
No, that's not Johnny D. Okay, that's Johnny Goen.
Okay, well, that's
yes.
On the radio.
Yes, Johnny Goen, absolutely. And yes,
okay.
You can find him all over the place if you look. And, you know, John and I were just talking about him tonight because he had a birthday last July 1st. We didn't hear from him and haven't heard from him since then, so I hope he's doing all right. So, Johnny, if you're listening, check in.
Hope he's okay.
I do,
happy
too.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
But his bits are on the radio. I found them. I don't know. I was just doing a search.
He also is on Houston Radio Platinum from 5 to 10 Monday through Friday. So that's a little website, and obviously he's not doing it live, but he's the morning host.
Houston Radio Platinum. Yeah. I'll have to make a note of that.
Yeah.
I emailed you last night. I emailed that Amazon number for people with disabilities too. They have a number.
Oh yes, let me find that, because you were kind enough to email it. And now, of course, here we go. Okay. No, that's you telling me you have internet problems. All right, let me keep looking. My email habits are bad than worse. You know, just horrible. All right, so I guess you're going to have to give me that number again if you have it handy. Otherwise, I'll keep searching.
I can pull it up. Hang on 1 second here. Hang on 1 second.
All right.
Reach back
here
and get the other phone.
Here we go. I got it. 888-283-1678.
That's it, yeah.
All right.
And that's 24/7.
That's wonderful. 888-283-1678.
And that's a special line for people with disabilities. What are you?
Yeah, accessibility issues, right. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, so for accessible help, 888-283-1678 for Amazon. And in fact, I hope that we'll hear from Jim tonight, because we had had a listener who was kind enough, who worked for Apple for 12 years, to offer to help out. And that's Dave. And I have some stuff. I don't know if Jim would be able to see the phone to follow along, but Dave was kind enough to say we could pass along his phone number to Jim. So, Jim, when you're calling, we'll give you that.
Well, that's really cool. See how your show helps people?
I hope so.
Hey, I had a question. Now, here's a radio question for you.
Uh-oh.
WBOB in Jacksonville.
Okay.
That was, what, WPDQ years ago?
Yeah. Jacksonville's conservative talk station, AM 600.
That was a top 40 station, though.
Yeah.
But they were, at one point, Raleigh, didn't they become a Class D, and now they're back to a Class B?
Oh, that's an interesting thing. And in between, by the way, PDQ was obviously in the 60s and all that was great, but it became, I think, it changed several call letters along the way. So now, of course, WBOB. I think it was PDQ two different times. Which is really, really weird. It started out as PDQ till 75. So from 42 to 75, it was PDQ, and then from 75 to 77, it took the WMBR call letters, and then it took Sunny. SNY, and then it took AIV, and then OKB, and then in 94, PDQ again for a couple of years. And then, of course, WBWL, where Bob.
That's when I heard it, when I was going down to Fort Myers. I heard WBWL was Ball or something.
Right, exactly, till 2010, and now, where Bob, WBOB. FM 101.1 and AM 600. But yeah, in the PDQ days, it was a great little radio station.
It was top 40, I think, right?
Yeah. And, of course, it was top 40, yes. And, then ultimately, of course, it competed with WAPE for years, the Brennans. And that was a good deal. But, there was weird things about that station in terms of all that. And they were on, before 41, they were on several frequencies, like half of the world. But, yeah.
The question I had, it was like three, 4, 5 years ago, they were like 50,000 watts with two different patterns, and then they went to 20,000 watts a day and 80 watts at night using the translator.
Right.
Now I looked it up.
I think it's about 9,700 watts, right? 50 day and 9.7 kilowatts at night, and it's directional. I think that tower's off of Lenox Avenue. But in any event, now, there's a lot of reasons, of course, stations don't want to be 50,000 watts. And I understand that because unlike FM, where you can, depending upon the height of the tower, generate 50,000 watts with very few watts, when you're on AM, 50,000 watts means it. And have you ever seen that power bill? Obviously,
no.
Yeah, it's enormous. So, you know, as far as 600, there's a Saskatoon station that's, I think, 25 kilowatts in the day, but it's under 10 kilowatts at night. And so that doesn't matter in Montreal and North Ontario, North Bay has. But I'm trying to see who else they would protect. Because they're probably protecting somebody, and I'm not thinking
probably everybody up north of them.
Yeah, but what
Memphis? What?
Yeah, but who at night has anything there? I don't know. I'd have to. I don't know anything in America that has much power at night, more than 5 kilowatts anyway. Cogo in San Diego has 5 kilowatts, or K-Rod in El Paso does. But I can't think of anybody who's high powered at night, where they would have to cut down. Although, let's face it, close to 10,000 watts at night, even though their directional is no slouchy thing.
No, it combats the Cuban interference.
Yeah, and there certainly are Cuban stations on that frequency, no doubt about that.
We need to get it up here.
Yeah, I think the CMAA and CMKA are both in Cuba on that deal. So, I don't know who'd be the big power there. I'm going to have to, you know, there's four stations in Mexico, but I don't know if any of them, you know, Acapulco and a couple other places, I don't know if any of them have much power. So, and, you know, most of them are what they call Class Bs now. We used to call them Class Threes, the regional stations. And there's the occasional daytimer, but I don't know who they'd be, you know, hauling, you know, in terms of why couldn't they have 50, I don't know.
The reason why I brought it up was, you know, when I saw that it was at one point it was 20,000 watts non-directional during the day, and then it was 80 watts at night, it became a Class D, and now it's back up to a Class B with the 50 day and 9,700 at night.
Well, directional again. Don't leave directional out of this equation.
Right, directional. Yeah.
You know, have you looked at the coverage maps?
Although,
you know, I mean, it's not terrible. It'd be great if you were on a boat, but it's not bad in a few other places as well. And it's not terrible. It's sort of like a demented cloverleaf.
It's a good dial position.
Of course.
You know, I thought that once you went down to the 80 watts at night, you know, I guess they made the investment to, you know, put the towers back up somewhere else. I don't know. But what's the status of the station in Little Rock that's on 1090? Are they still...
The old KWAY?
Are they...
What have I heard about them lately? I know. There was a deal about that for some reason I can't think of what. But let's see what I can find. I'll just look it up.
That was a big rocker at one point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, KWAY, of course. And, of course, they had Bleecker Street at night, which was, you know, not my taste, but certainly for a lot of people, that's where they heard. Their religion, I know that. Here we got patterns. We got separate day and night. And they are 50 kilowatt, and they're non-directional in the day, but at night they're running three towers. And their coverage map is... obviously not accurate, what I just looked at, but they're operating under a construction permit, so I don't know what it will ultimately be.
Are they still in the process of going down to 80 watts at night? That was a proposal.
I have not heard. I would doubt it.
That's a shame if they... Okay, well...
I would doubt it, because one thing you can do, you know, they... They applied, and I remember that was in 2022, for 80,000 non-directional watts at night, keeping 50 in the day. But I don't... Now, there was a deal, by the way. You know, their tower collapsed. And
okay.
And
didn't want to repair it.
Well, they couldn't continue to be directional if one of the towers is down. And so they applied for an STA, and it's still pretty powerful. It was like well over 10,000 watts, that STA, but to do that non-directional. And they don't own the tower. Now, gee, what a shock, right? Vertical Bridge
right.
does. So I don't know if it's been fixed or whatever, but they had applied to be, you know, non-directional in the day. But I have not, I'd have to look at the FCC database, and maybe I'll try to do that, because I have not seen anything that would tell me that, you know, let's see, here they're licensed. Yes, I know they're licensed. All right, so now let me see what else I can do. When they've changed this LMS service, I don't like it nearly as much as far as trying to find the technical data, but I will. In any event, obviously, if they get the non-directional, they're not going to have to worry about that tower. But the other side of that, and I have not heard them, but normally when you're religion, you know, if you have a great nighttime signal, you can sell that. Just ask the people in Roswell. You know, you can sell that very well. So
it's brokered.
Yeah, of course. So
it's cumulus, yeah.
Yeah, so I have a status date of 5/6/2022, and that was the last status. Let me see what I can... I'm pulling the application, and if it'll come up on the database. But I don't know that has been acted upon. Isn't that
while you're doing that, I what I remember about them when I went down to Fort Myers in '88.
Uh-huh.
At that time, there was a daytimer. It was WKII at 1090. They would go off, but now they moved to 1070.
Yeah.
But they when they would go off, you would get KWAY out of Little Rock,
right.
And then real late at night, you could hear BAL a little bit.
Very little bit, but yes, absolutely. And as the further east you were, the better. But I looked up that they did get the CP. In February of 2022, they submitted it. And so that means it was granted. They've got till next year to actually build it.
The tower.
Well, the tower or non-directional at 80, whatever they're doing, whatever they're wanting to do, they're still operating under that CP, and you can keep your CP for up to 3 years, but 3 years in a day, you lose it.
So in other words, they could still go down to 80 watts at night?
Well, they have the construction permit to do it. Yeah.
And what are you going to do with 80 watts, though?
Nothing. Well, they you know, they've got an FM translator, too, but I don't know. All I can figure out, again, is cost, but, you know, I've never looked into their ownership and all that, but normally when you're religion, if you can get 50 kilowatts at night and it's a good pattern, that means money, so I don't know why they do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Why would you throw away a 50 kW signal?
Exactly. I don't know.
I don't.
I'm gonna write this down. You see, and when I can't sleep, which is most of the time, I will see what I can find out. Yeah, of course. See what I can find out about KWAY and take a look at. I'm gonna take a look at their ownership and what they're actually doing on the air, and then we'll look at that CP, and I'll hopefully have an answer for you.
All righty. Well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate
you're doing. Yeah, always good to hear from you, Nick. Call more often.
I will.
All right.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. All right. So yeah. 1090, you betcha. All right, 888-876-5593. Yeah, King in Seattle was a 1090, and of course 1090 Express in Rosarito Beach. I don't know. We'll find out. All right, so we'll get to Brian, a long-distance romance. All right, and we've got Cindy in Chicago, and got Elizabeth in Rock Falls. All right, find out how Mr. Chubbs is doing. Of course, let's see, Eduardo in Tampa. Ooh, an update on the job. And there is now officially one line available for you, and that's where we'll pick it up on WGN Radio.
Thank you.
I'm Raleigh James. Well, that is Pete Fountain, and that was the request that Johnny D had last night. He wanted to hear something from the Licorice Stick album, and I figured the Honey Wind Blows, that was, I thought, the best thing on it as far as that goes. But Carol was arguing for Licorice Stick, so I don't know. We might play a little of that, too. But or we might play the Glenn Yarbrough version of the Honey Wind Blows, since that was the first one to be recorded. But first, we'll talk to Brian and Joliet. Brian, how's it going?
Hi, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well. And this we're still this evening.
Yeah.
And about this lady who calls in, and she's claiming she wants to marry some guy she's never met.
Well, she claims that she's had a phone relationship with him for several years, and yeah, I know all the bells and whistles are going off for all of us, but she's thoroughly convinced that this is the one.
Well, it sounds like she has a lot of confidence in a confidence man to me. But
oh man, that's one way to put it. Yeah, I mean, I'd be very suspicious by it too. But you know, obviously, Barb is convinced, and I wish her the best. But yes. You know, we'll all be staying tuned. I'm not so sure that I could put myself in that position.
She'd better read what's in the marriage contract as she goes through with
well,
it.
Well, you know, if it gets to that point, let's first find out if he comes to meet her.
She's... Yeah, that would be a good idea,
yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
You referenced Tommy Chung yesterday. Is he still with us?
Yes, he absolutely is. In fact, he's one of the people that you can get on Cameo to record birthday wishes or congratulations or whatever. Yes, he's absolutely still with us.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah.
I heard he had cancer
I had heard that, too, but I also heard that he was doing very, very well. I don't know. Because, you know, the prostate cancer diagnosis, that's like 14 years ago now. So I think that after a few years, he had then said that he was diagnosed with colorectal cancer and was using cannabis. But, you know, a lot of people right then were ready to say goodnight, Tommy. But in 2019, and he announced he's cancer-free. So I hope that he is, and I hope he's doing well.
Yeah, I do, too. And
yeah.
It was in May or June of 1978. At our beautiful Rialto Square Theater in Joliet, I had the privilege of introducing Cheech and Chong at the theater. And, then afterwards, they were at a local Joliet area club, and he was leaving with, I don't know, his girlfriend or wife or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was a little ways away from him, and I started jumping up and down and pointing and saying, "It's you, it's you," and he bust out laughing.
That is, yeah, no,
it was cool getting a laugh out of Tommy, and they certainly got a laugh out of them. They put on a wonderful show.
Yeah, no, he's been married to Shelby for like, it's going on 50 years now. He had a first marriage originally in Canada, but I think he married Shelby in 75, and they got like 4 kids, and they're still together.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. That's good news.
Yeah.
And maybe you can help me with this question. I was on Trivia Monday. The song "I Idolize You," and it was racking my brain because I was mentioning I bought this album for it was like 99 cents in the late 70s.
Yeah.
It was a 1972 album, and I think the group. Or the title of the album was Smokestack Lightning. They did a cover, and that's how I remembered it was Ike and Tina Turner. Does that show up on your computer?
I'll have to look. You know, I had it on the single. It was on Sue in 1960. That's the version I knew. But they very well might have had it on something else. So let's see.
Yeah, it was a cover, no doubt.
It was
a 1972 album. The band might have been called Smokestack Lightning. That would have been after a song, I think, by Howlin' Wolf.
Well, no, Smokestack Lightning could have been a lot of things, or the Howlin' Wolf thing, but that's going to make it hard. But Ike and Tina were on it, or not? This is a cover?
The reason I was able to to guess the bumper was because I remembered the song was on that cover.
All right, here we go. 1969, I found it. 1969, it was on Bell Records in America, and it's an album, I guess, and I'm looking at this, because I'm looking at the, of course, this will help me, I'm looking at the French version right now, but let's see if it, hopefully, good, it may be a French record, but at least it looks like the stuff is in English. And let's see.
Do they have I Idolize You?
You know, they don't. That's what's interesting. They got Reach Out by Merrily Rush. And there's a bunch of different people, but it says I Idolize You and Something's Got a Hold on Me. But then when I look at the cuts, I don't see either of those. All right, well, keep looking. I'm not done.
I think the one I'm thinking of was a 1972 release from an American blues band. But in any event, if you can find that sometime, I'd appreciate it.
Idolize You is on a 1969 album called Off the Wall, and it
that's
is
the one.
Yes,
yeah, that's the one.
Lightning.
Off the Wall. Was that the name of the group or the name of
Smokestack
the LP?
Lightning, and it's Lightning, L-I-G-H-T-N-I-N, Lightning, and that was oh God, who were those guys? The Blossoms did the backing vocals on that. That's why I remember them. But you had a number of people, a lot of the usual denizens of session musicians playing on that. But like I say, the Blossoms were definitely on that doing.
And so the name of the LP was Smokestack Lightning,
no,
or the name of the group?
The name of the alleged group was Smokestack Lightning, L-I-G-H-T-N-I-N.
And Off the Wall was the name of the LP.
Yes, and it's got I Idolize You on it. And
that's the one I remember then.
Yeah,
see,
absolutely.
It's been, like I said, over 40 years since I had the LP.
Yeah.
I picked it up for 99 cents, and it was a good deal. And may I make a request before I leave? I know there's a lot of other people ready to talk.
Let's hear what you got.
How about Sunny and the Sun Glows, Talk to Me?
Ah, all right, you betcha. Sonny Ozuna from San Antonio. All right, you betcha. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your time, Raleigh.
Always.
You have a great day.
Good deal. Thanks for calling. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, now, Eduardo will find out the latest on what's going on with the job. So, Eduardo, welcome back to WGN. What's happening?
Yeah, Raleigh, thank you for that play that song with Basia on the other day, Tuesday.
It's a wonderful song, yeah. Like I say,
yeah.
She was the singer, and later she released it on her own, but originally it, of course, wasn't her. So she was in the group.
Yeah. So, thank you very much for that,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the job's going well. I obviously started last Friday, and things are, you know, going well. I mean,
good.
And the people I work with are very nice, and everybody's friendly. You get to,
you know,
joke around, but you know, you keep it at a civil way, and then, you know, you interact with the customers and help them out whatever they're looking for. If you can't find it, you got to go in the back and look for something.
Of course.
And everybody's got a good relationship. You know, in the morning we wait for the truck, and then we start putting stuff on carts. We sort it out so that way we're able to, like, put it away in a more efficient way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good.
So.
Good.
Yeah, so it's kind of the first thing for me doing that. But it's a learning process, and, I think it's going to work out, so.
Excellent, and you get some exercise.
Yeah, I get more than 10,000 steps a day.
Yes, you do.
The terminal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, the other thing is, you know, it's a half-hour drive, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, for now. And who knows, maybe down the road you could transfer to another store.
Yeah. Well, I still got my hopes for that hospital job.
Yes, I am keeping my fingers crossed for that as well.
Yeah, I'll kind of see if I can maybe cleverly maybe keep both of them,
ooh,
you know.
Well, we'll see how much. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, actually, it was a pretty good day today. Actually got paid today, and not just that, but I donated blood because I used to do that before.
Uh-huh.
And I found out today, at least at this facility, that the record for donated blood was 17 minutes. I couldn't believe that.
Wow. All right.
But mine was like 34 minutes, so
okay.
I got a ways to go. But wow, that is something.
Yeah.
Somebody can donate that fast. But yeah. It's up for a good cause because, you know, blood gets sent over to people that really need it.
Oh, God, yes. It's absolutely life-saving, no doubt about it.
Yeah, because I had heard there was like a shortage of blood, so anything like this can help out to somebody that really needs it at a hospital.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad it's going well.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll keep you updated. And but right now I'm working 3 to 12. Next week it's 4 to 1. So by midday I'm already home and I can take a mom and do some errands that she might need. But I have somebody from a home health agency that is, there's different people coming out for therapy and home health aid that are coming out. So
good.
They're keeping an eye on mom, so because that way she's not by herself.
Right. Sounds good.
She needs to figure out her constipation thing she's got with the doctor. So today we were picking up some medication for her.
That's so tough.
That's kind of an issue for her.
Well, sure it is.
Yeah.
And the older you get, the harder it is.
Yeah, she's 83.
So. Yeah. And
yeah,
that can be tough, and it's so uncomfortable. So I hope she finds the magic bullet. It's different for everybody, actually. So hopefully she'll find what works for her.
Yeah, hopefully so, yeah. But I'm glad I'm there for her
yes.
to
so is she,
take
I'm
her
sure.
whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a driver to depend on.
Yeah. Well, good. It sounds like it's going well. I'll keep my fingers crossed on the hospital job. I keep us posted.
Yes, definitely, Riley. Okay, everybody
Thanks.
Have a weekend out there, and right. keep up the good show.
Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so I was, by the way, since we talked with Nick, as far as I know, KAY is operating on that 80 watts on that construction permit. It's still just a CP, and they, you know, they've got it for a little while left. It's Cumulus, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it because they're doing a lot of paid religion, and I would think that 50,000 watts would be very important to them, but apparently putting up another tower and coming up with the engineering for that and, of course, paying for the wattage every day. I guess they've decided they want 80 watts, so that's where we are on that. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And let's see here. I believe Elizabeth in Rock Falls was next. Elizabeth, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you feeling?
Oh, dear. Oh. I was in the hospital 3 weeks ago with COVID, the first time I've had it.
Oh. Well, I'm so glad we're talking to you. It seems to have worked out. How long were you in the hospital?
4 days.
Oh.
And it was the GI kind, not the respiratory.
Okay.
But anyway, I just can't seem to get back on my feet again.
Oh, I relate. Yes, yes, absolutely. What are they advising?
Just try to rest as much as you can.
Really?
Do what you can. That's about it.
Now, that's going to be interesting because at some point it's a trade-off between resting and exercising, too, to get your strength back. Sometimes you have to work for it. Of course, Mr. Chubbs is probably keeping you busy.
Well, no, he's pretty quiet these days. He knows I don't feel very well, I guess.
Well, don't you have to walk him?
No, I just tie him out on a big long towel in the backyard.
All right.
But anyway, I told John I just needed an encouraging word.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, well, after I had COVID, I had a stroke.
Well, great. Well, yeah, that's right. But of course now, and by the way, it probably was related, but there were a few years in between the two, for one thing.
Oh.
But what happened was it wreaked havoc with his heart, and he developed irregular heartbeats, and they never could find a cause for anything like that. And the other thing is, most of the time when you've got heart involvement, it's an ischemic stroke, and it wasn't. His was hemorrhagic. So, you know, who knows? They call it the practice of medicine because they're still practicing. Believe me, I had it longer than he did because I always do. Of course, I gave it to him. I got it on Valentine's Day in 2020, and I was down for about 12 weeks. But, you know, that's usually me. And all I kept saying during it was it just seemed different. I said, you know, I don't know what this is, but it's different. You know, it was respiratory, but not like anything I'd ever felt before. But anyway, eventually it sort of abated to the point that I could go on with my life. But, you know, who knows? Am I still tired because of that or then 9,000 other things or autoimmunity? God only knows. You know, we still don't know. We have no idea what's in that, what's in COVID. We really don't. And so I wouldn't be surprised by anything, but I would think that it's a combination, ironically, of, yes, the rest and all that, but also getting your strength back by exercising and getting up and doing things.
Right. And the way it came on was so strange. I went to Bridge at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, feeling fine. And at 2:30, it was just like somebody flipped a switch, and I was sick.
Yes. Yeah, you know, absolutely. I remember I was driving home from Prescott on a Sunday night, and it was the same kind of deal. I said to John, you know, all of a sudden, I think I'm getting sick. And, yeah, with me, it started with a sore throat, but almost everything does. I could stub my toe, and it'll start with a sore throat. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. That's where we'll pick it up. But I know Bob's itching to go, and we're going to go with him on WGN Radio.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got holes in both of my shoes while I'm a walking case of the blues. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad the shape I'm in. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that is the hit version of Houston. Lee Hazelwood wrote it. Of course, Dean Martin, that was Johnny D's request. But as I had said to Johnny D earlier, I know, you know, it was a cover. Yeah, who did it originally? Sanford Clark. You don't remember that?
Well, it's lonesome in this big town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just a walking in the rain. I'm going back to Houston, Houston, Houston.
Yeah, and so a few months later, of course, the name Power of Dean Martin recorded it and released it on Reprise, and a hit it was. All right, so we're talking to Elizabeth in Rock Falls. Are you still with us, Elizabeth?
I'm here.
Oh, good.
I'm here.
One of the things also, and this is one of these syndromes that you don't want to fall into, is you start to get depressed, and that's going to make you feel even more tired. And so it becomes a cycle. So it's up to you to find things that will keep your mind active where you're not going into depression.
Well, I'm trying, Molly, but I don't know. I watch television.
Good.
I try to read, but I can't even get into my book. I can't.
Because you can't concentrate, right? Can't concentrate. No. Can't hold a thought hostage. Yeah, I relate. It's just going to take some time. But like I say, I would mix it with exercise as well as rest, so that you're trying to build some strength back there. And whatever it is that would make you happy at any given time, do it.
Well, my grandson's coming over tomorrow.
Perfect.
We're going to watch a movie. And
perfect.
That'll be a good day.
Exactly. No, the more you can do with that, the better. The more you get your mind off yourself and everything else, the better you're going to feel. But just give yourself time. Don't be impatient. And each time you find yourself getting depressed, do something, even if it's just thinking of all the reasons of how much worse it could be, and it isn't.
I know. The one friend that was with me that day at Bridge, she has pneumonia.
Yeah.
And the other two people didn't get anything. So it's just strange how this thing works.
Well, that's true with any, I think, any contagious disease. Is part of it is the disease, but part of it is your own bodily system of whether you're, available to get it, so to speak, physically. And not everybody does. It's like if somebody coughs in an elevator, everybody in the elevator doesn't get sick, but one person might. So, it happened. It's over. And it's just a question of rebuilding that strength.
I think part of my problem is I'm usually very independent, and now I have to depend on my family to help me with this and that and get groceries. And,
right.
You know, it's hard.
That is hard, and that is the hardest thing, especially for some of our listeners who have lost their sight. Navigating the world isn't half as hard as having to do it by relying on others, and that is never easy, and especially if you've been very independent and all that kind of stuff. So try and do more for yourself, and the things that you can't do, try and make it an outing. If somebody's going to help you, say, with groceries or whatever, maybe you can also go to lunch or something or go somewhere for a while where it becomes an event, not just you're driving me here.
Right. That's encouraging, Raleigh. Thank you.
Oh, well, sure. Sure. And, you're not alone. I'll tell you that. You got a lot of good company here. And and keep us posted and get Mr. Chubbs to cheer you up. It's his job.
And I'm fortunate to have my family. I'm very thankful for that.
Yes, and to have them
alone.
Right, and to have them...
I wouldn't be at home.
Right, have them close rather than Fairbanks, Alaska.
Right, they're half a mile away.
Oh, that's wonderful. So,
I'm lucky there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, boy, that cycle, you start to get into the depression, and then, man, I'll tell you, the tiredness follows it, and on it goes. Oh, man. Know it well. Cindy in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, first of all, I have a request, nothing specific, that if you want to play something by Patsy Cline.
Okay.
And then my father, I thought of a song when you played the clarinet song. My father played the licorice stick, and he used to play T for Two.
Okay,
if you want to play that. That's a cute song. It's cute.
Right.
But then anyhow, another person, I don't know if it was in Illinois, I don't remember, I didn't really hear it totally, another person died of the lunch meat contamination.
Really? From Boar's Head?
Yeah, I don't know if it was in Illinois, And I called the library, and apparently it's still going on.
Well, of course it is.
I don't know what...
Well, of course it is, and it will. So, yes, the third death, and apparently that was announced earlier today, with 43 people now sickened. The additional death, the third death, was in Virginia. Not and the other two.
I didn't quite hear it.
Yeah, that was Virginia, and the first two deaths were in New Jersey and in Illinois. So one in Illinois, one in New Jersey, and one in Virginia, and then.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was going to say, at this point, they've recalled 7 million pounds of deli meats.
Yeah.
So, and all of it, commonality, all of it was stuff made at the Jarrett plant in Jarrett, Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's...
And then there was a real weird story on the news tonight about O'Hare Airport. This is really weird. Some woman got caught in the luggage conveyor belt thing and died?
How exactly did that happen?
They don't even know. They they didn't have her on camera. They had her on camera, and then there's no cameras in the luggage thing, and there's not going to be an investigation, or somebody wasn't going to investigate because, or they weren't going to investigate because she wasn't an employee, and it's a restricted area, and how she got in there, they don't even know.
Trapped in a conveyor belt in Terminal 5. And woman was 57 years old and seemingly not out of her mind. Although exactly what she was doing there, who knows? I mean, I would assume you could wait for the luggage to come to you. But they reviewed the video, and the woman was seen walking in the area as early as 2 a.m. And exactly when she got into the machinery was still not known. She was pronounced dead at the scene. And so they're not investigating because she's not an airport employee. I'd still like to know. They are going to do an autopsy, but I'd still like to understand exactly how she got there.
Well, you know, my favorite caller is James from the South Side because, you know, he has these stories, and it's like truth is so much stranger than fiction.
Yes, it is.
But yes, then anyhow, what else is I going to tell you? Well, my father was spoiled. He was born in 1921.
All right.
He had music lessons. He was an only child.
Mm-hmm.
He had music lessons to play the clarinet and saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
He had a tricycle, a dog, and a cat, and a radio.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that's kind of spoiled for someone from that era.
No, not necessarily. There are so many things. You know, and born in 21, obviously he was a teen and preteen during the Depression. The Depression was an interesting time because, of course, many people suffered tremendously, but some people did not suffer at all. So it depends on the circumstance and the location of the individual to how they would have been through the Depression. But your dad grew up in the 30s and in the 40s. So born in 21, was he in the service?
Yeah, he even got to go to college from the GI Bill and became an engineer.
So all is well.
And worked for Cummins, Allison, Motorola, Sears. I think he was making air conditioner, not making it, like doing the drawings or whatever for air conditioners at Sears. And he worked for Cummins Engine, Allison Engine, and Motorola when it was all in the city. But the weird thing about my father is he didn't drive.
Well, a lot of people didn't. And remember, when he was born, cars were not the norm, especially in many places. Certainly they had them if he was in Chicago, but not the norm. As he grew up, again, like I say, you hit the Depression, and a lot of people didn't have cars. So it's not that unusual.
And then the one thing that broke my heart, when I was putting all the family pictures in the drawers when I moved, I showed my cousin, I said, did you ever see this? Because my cousin lives with me. I said, did you ever see this? It was my uncle Charles Krause in Chicago on a horse. And my uncle loved, you know, he was horses, and he had a painting of his horse, Red Strider, that was commissioned by a real artist from somewhere in Indiana, and she was from Ohio, and it's like not here. I must have left it there. And then I called the real estate people and the attorney to see if I, you know, the people that moved in could find it. They probably threw it out. I think it was probably worth $2,500. It was real beautiful. It was like the horse's head.
It was really worth it was really worth the memories to you more than the finance.
Right.
But
you know, I was supposed to transfer it to like a family member. I didn't know
if I had a dollar for everything we've ever lost that was somewhat of a family heirloom, I'd be a wealthy person. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who doesn't have a story about something like that they lost. Maybe it was from a move. Maybe it was because inadvertently it was misplaced while it was coming to them or whatever. But everyone has that story.
Yeah, I mean, it just broke my. I mean, I love that picture.
Yeah, and it's a shame, but you remember it in your heart, and you just move on. You can't dwell on them. You know, I still miss my T's and U's on my 45s, which a mover lost. All the T's and all the U's. Oh, well, that's the way it goes. And we know the interesting thing was people said, was anything else in the box? I said, yeah, a box of jewelry, but I don't care. But, you know.
Oh, you know, this, I have one more thing to tell you. I know you don't really care about jewelry, but for a hoot, I bought a couple loose gemstones on eBay, and I got a 25-carat emerald for, like, $23. And it's clear it has inclusions, but that's how emeralds are. And then I got the blank to set it for about $10. And it's, you know, I don't know. When I was younger, I was real fascinated with jewelry. I wanted to be a Hungarian princess like Zsa Zsa Gabor, who married the count.
Well, I'll tell you, it's greater minds than me, because there are some 25 carat emeralds that bring almost $200,000. So there must be a difference in quality, but I don't know what it is. But if you like, go for it.
The thing about it is it came from Sri Lanka, and like everything with like diamonds in America, when they sell them in America, well, they're only worth like $5 when they come out of the De Beers mine. And the markup is so big in America. I mean, people don't know that.
Well, right. Sri Lanka certainly has a gem trade, diamonds, and they're the world's largest manufacturer of tapered baguettes diamonds is Sri Lanka, as far as that goes. So, yeah, if you like it, good for you. Go for it.
It's just I'm going to the grocery store tomorrow, and I'm getting dressed up, and I'm just going to wear my, and I got a sapphire, too. It's like about 17 carats. It's like a Ceylon sapphire, and I bought the blank, and the tool was $3.25 to set it, and I did it myself, because
Well, good.
Okay.
Good. Everybody needs a hobby, and it's good that you have one. That's fun.
Yeah, I guess it's something to do.
Of course it is. All right. Good to talk to you. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. So 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, we got Randy in Sherwood and Andy in Norridge, and there's room for you two coming up on WGN Radio.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, the pride of Burbank High in San Antonio. Yeah, that West Side sound. Sonny Ozuna, Sonny and the Sun Glows. And that was Talk to Me, 1963 on Teardrop, which was one of the Huey P. Moe labels. In fact, I think it was the first label that Huey P. Moe had. And of course, that's a remake of Little Willie John, the original. And everybody and their brothers done that since then. But Sonny and the Sun Glows holds a special part place in everybody's heart if you're an East LA music fan and things of that nature. All right, so 888-876-5593. Randy in Sherwood's been waiting a while, so Randy, welcome to WGN Radio. Have we lost Randy? Randy up and gave up. Well, it happened. Sorry, Randy. You want to talk about Chicago radio, too, and I would love to. Well, we'll go from Randy to Andy. Andy is in Norwich, maybe. Are you there, Andy?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
And I'm sorry we missed you, Randy.
Yeah.
Riley, I want to thank you for playing my requests last night and for honoring IOU on my Jerry Lee Lewis songs,
oh,
too.
Oh, sure.
And for also playing that slower tempo version of Never by the Earls,
yeah.
Threw in there. Mm. I've got two more requests for you tonight, but I want to make a comment. Your previous caller mentioned the fatality at O'Hare Airport today.
Yes.
A woman that died there. I'm a retired employee who worked at O'Hare Airport, uh-huh. And after September 11th, 2001, they made it very, very difficult for the public to be accessing any area that is for employees only.
Right.
So maybe some surveillance camera shows how this woman got to where she shouldn't have been. I don't know, but you pretty much need an employee badge that's activated to let you into certain areas, of the operation.
Yeah, and the thing is, I know that surveillance, they say, caught her on cameras at 2:20 in the morning. And so I don't know where she was at the time. She's supposedly Terminal 5 baggage area, so that's probably Delta, but from my recollection. But in any event, I wonder, I agree with you. How did she do it? What was she doing? If they saw her on a camera at 2:20, why wasn't someone down there right away? I don't know.
Yeah, a very, very odd circumstance regarding this woman losing her life. The two requests I have for you tonight, one by Ray Charles, You Don't Know Me.
Oh, sure.
And the other one is by Joe South, Don't It Make You Want to Go Home.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, this may be next week because tonight's rapidly
coming
to a close.
Whenever. Thank you again, Riley.
Oh, sure. Thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good night.
You
Bye.
Too. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And every now and then I see things on the screen that just make me laugh, but we'll just leave them for John and I guess. Bill in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, Raleigh. I got a tip for Jim in Richmond, Wisconsin.
Okay.
There is a... Can I give you a phone number with this, or I have to give it to you separate?
Sure.
Okay, there is a thing called Apple Accessibility for visually handicapped people. It's free of charge.
Uh-huh.
The number is 888-204-3930.
Uh-huh.
They can answer any questions he has about his Apple phone. They can help him set it up. And on his phone, he should be using, if he has a hard time reading, to say what eyesight he has. Why doesn't he turn on Siri and use VoiceOver?
Well, he did.
To read his tech messages, send his tech messages.
He did. What his problem was, the email, it would read the subject line, but he couldn't get it to read the body.
Oh, okay. There's a setting on there. Can do that.
Right, and that's what he needs help with.
Right, but in other words, and also, I hate to say this, but I think he was in his early 70s or somewhere near that. And he told, I know he said what causes eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've had vision problems all my life. I've been able to see well enough to drive tractor and stuff on the farm. Just couldn't get a driver's license. And I've learned Braille when I could see.
Mm-hmm.
Now in the last... About the last 5 years, I've lost it all.
Mm.
But the thing you got to do is don't feel sorry for yourself. Get out and get and do stuff, and learn to do some of this new technology stuff that's out there. And I'd suggest if he can learn Braille, at least the alphabet, because he can take notes or write something down if he needs it. If he can't write it down, and he forgets it, or use a, if you can still find it, find a small recorder. There are not too many tape recorders around anymore. They're all electronic, mm-hmm. but you can find them. And use that to take notes and do things. There's things out there, and also to read things. There is an app on the iPhone called Be My Eyes. I don't know if he's used it or not, mm-hmm. but it will read print material. It will read handwriting. It will read barcodes. It will read denominations of bills. It will tell colors.
Mm-hmm.
It will tell you where something is. If you drop something on the floor and can't find it, you call it. There's a live person on there. They'll look at it. He can read his mail. The only thing I suggest with Be My Eyes, they are not bonded.
No,
so
I
wouldn't
absolutely.
Show them anything like a bank statement. But there is an outfit that he can also put on his app on his phone called IRA, A-I-R-I-A, IRA. And you can find them on your phone.
Right.
And they are bonded. They are live people. And it's like $29 a month for 30 minutes each month, but you can do 5 minutes every day free if you want. So if he had something really important he had to read, he could call up IRA,
mm-hmm.
and a live person will come on, and they'll read it to you, and they are bonded.
And that's good for things where you need that. Now, if it's something where that's
right.
not a question at all, you're right, Be My Eyes. And that's an app.
Right.
So you can put that on
right.
your phone. It doesn't come with your phone. You have to download it as an app.
Yeah, you have to go into it.
Yes.
It should be on his phone, but you got to download it.
Yes, absolutely.
But it should be My Eyes. You know? And also, as far as devices, he's probably got the most powerful magnifying glass they can get now. I don't think they make it much more powerful than what he has. But there are, if you don't use his phone, there are scanners. They're not that expensive. You can buy a scanner. You can lay your material on the scanner. It'll read it to you.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, what he's looking for is when he's out somewhere, you know, like something that would magnify.
Well, Be My Eyes will work for you when you're out.
Yeah.
It'll tell you where you're at. It'll read street signs. It'll read signs on the doors. It'll
right.
read the sign on the front of the store, what it is. Don't depend on it,
right?
To guide you, but it'll do all that stuff even for when you're out. And also, there is a thing with Siri. If you go into Siri and you say, "Siri, what's my location?" They'll mm-hmm. tell you exactly where you're at.
Because right.
I've done it on the highway, riding with my daughter in the car. I can go into I go to Indiana quite a bit, mm-hmm. but I can be on U.S. 30 going towards Fort Wayne,
uh-huh.
and I can go on there, it'll say, "Siri, where am I at?" Now, it'll take a little while because we're moving, but it'll come back and say, "You're approaching Plymouth, Indiana, at latitude so-and-so, longitude so-and-so." They'll tell you where you're at. Now,
good
they
deal.
Don't do that if you're just in a store
right.
or in a walk
oh, right,
on the sidewalk.
Right.
They'll
yeah,
tell
right.
you where you're at.
Right.
But I'm on the highway, and it tells you different things, but... No, there's all kinds of things out there that he can be using that would really aid him. He just get a hold of.
Yeah, he needs some help. Obviously, we've given him numbers for various agencies and stuff like that. But he just
right. Well, somebody. if he doesn't want to go with them because the way it sounds to me, he's had trouble all his life. I don't know how much he was able to see when
no,
in school, but he said
no,
he did everything by memory. So I
right.
mean,
no, he could see fairly well. This is a result of mm-hmm. diabetes, and it's wet AMD.
Right.
And
I got that.
You know, as far as how much we can do on our own and do for us, everyone's individual when it comes to emotions. I think his
oh, yeah,
heart
right,
is
right,
in
right.
the right place, but there are some things where he's going to need someone to be able to help him and guide him. He's not going to
well, yeah,
do
there's
as much
certain
on
things.
Alone.
There's some things, you know, like
well,
I admit, like Be My Eyes. I've done it, but it's not that easy.
Right.
You can go into a store, and it'll find stuff on the shelf. It'll read the, you can read
right.
the labels. It'll read the barcodes.
Right, and that part's wonderful. There right. are a number of things, but I'm just hoping we can connect him with some people who can provide him emotional support as well, who have been there and done that. We had one guy who, when he calls, John's going to pass along a phone number who offered, which is very nice, and all that. So, yes, you're absolutely right. You got to get out there and do it, but you have to be in a mindset where you can.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And if I don't know if he used a cane now or not, but
I don't think so.
Carry it with him. At least if he has trouble, people know who
right.
he is and what's wrong.
Right.
And you can get people help, and you just out anywhere. I meant. You'd be surprised. People aren't as bad as some people think.
Oh no,
they are,
you're absolutely right. There are.
I mean, here's the other thing. By federal law, now I don't know about Wisconsin, but federal law, if you are 2200 in vision,
mm-hmm.
that's not blind. That's real low vision. If
right.
you're 2200 low vision, it is a federal law now. You have to have a cane, because if he got on the street
right.
and got hit,
okay.
he would the driver would not be responsible.
Good to know. Very good.
Because the guy didn't know he couldn't see, and he happened to walk out in front of the car. Well, anybody can do that, but
very good to know.
You got a better chance, but as a federal law, you have to carry a cane.
All right.
If you're 2,200 or under.
Did not realize that. That's great information.
Right.
All right. Bill.
Right. You had to carry a cane.
Yeah. Good to know.
Because if you get hurt, that's your problem.
Right. Absolutely. No, that's very good to know. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon, I hope. All right. So many things. But right now it's time for Walter's Perspective, brought to you by HearingHealthCenter.com. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We'll forego the bumper as we only have 2 minutes left this hour and another hour after that to spend with you. But Karen in Chicago says, that's the wrong number for Apple. All right, Karen, what's the right number?
877-204-3930.
877. Okay.
Incorrect on the area code.
Okay,
it's
so 877-204-3930. Okay. All right.
I call it all the time. So
excellent.
Did you get my email?
Oh, with your words. Yes, I did. And I will be passing them on to Johnny D. In fact, Johnny D. is on hold. So, yeah, so that'll be good. We'll check in with him, and hopefully he will choose to record it.
I had fallen asleep, and I didn't know if maybe you didn't, and I didn't want to repeat.
No, that's a wonderful thing. All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Well, thank
appreciate
you
it.
So much.
All right, good deal. So that's 877-204-3930. And we are going to talk to Jim after this. We're also going to talk to Johnny D. I don't know if he heard at the dock. And it was Karen was kind enough to send me the lyrics that she wrote. So we'll go over that. We got Sherry in Naperville and Mark in Aurora and Tubby in Chicago lining up as well, in addition to Jim. So a lot of things to talk about next hour right here on WGN Radio.
Like sailing on a sailing ship to
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It was Rita in Harwood Heights who said anything by the Carpenters. And actually, in my life, that usually comes down to one song. All You Get from Love is a Love Song, 1977 on A&M. And actually, the guy who wrote it was Steve Eaton, and he did a wonderful version of it fairly recently.
Sailing on a sailing ship to nowhere. Love took over my heart like an ocean breeze. As seagulls fly, I knew that I was losing. And love was washed away with a drifting tide. Well, it's a dirty old shame when all you get from love is a love song. And it's a dirty old
shame. Yeah, really nice. I could listen to that all night. So Steve Eaton, All You Get from Love is a Love Song. He wrote it. Of course, the Carpenters recorded it, did pretty well with it. And I think of all the things he's written, he probably made more money from that than anything else. All right, so Jim in Richmond, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I want to thank... I'm totally grateful for all your listeners.
Absolutely.
But I can't write as fast as they shoot the numbers. And Dave gave me a number. I only got the first six numbers. And then everyone else giving me numbers. And I don't know exactly which ones I should be calling.
Well, for your iPhone... you should call Apple Accessibility, and that's 877-207-2.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
2?
Yep, 204.
204.
3930.
3930, okay.
And the number for Amazon Accessibility, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
888-283-1678. Yeah. And John gave you a number of Dave, who was so kind enough to have us pass
right.
it along. He gave me a lot of advice on how you could do your settings, but I'm afraid you can't see the phone to do them.
Mm-hmm. But that was the number I only got six numbers of.
Oh, you did? All right, from John, you mean?
Right.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you back on hold when we're done because I don't want to give his phone number out on the radio.
Right.
Okay.
And I want to thank... all your listeners, you know, and I'm trying to survive this problem.
You're going to survive this problem, and we're going to make sure you do.
And number two, I want Linda not to be afraid of the shots.
Well, I don't think she is, but when she calls her, we're going to remind her of that. Absolutely.
Right. Because of my long history of diabetes.
Yeah.
They may not work as well as what they would for her.
But they might work for you too. The jury's out on that, and we're keeping you in our prayers for that.
Right.
Now, I want you to hang on because I want to make sure that John gives you all the digits of Dave's number. So
he gave me that, and he gave me that before you.
Okay,
called,
so all right. So what you said you only had six numbers of something. Which one didn't you have?
Right, and I don't remember. I wrote it down what he gave me.
All right. So, well, as long as you got that.
And can I give you an LOL?
Sure.
You forgot the request for my song?
No, I didn't. I have it here. I just haven't played it yet. Sha-na-na, don't you just know it? And you will hear it as your next break. In fact, Bowser is singing it.
Okay. I just thought that was funny, that's all.
No, I haven't forgotten it. It's right here, Sha-na-na, don't you just know it, with Bowser. I'm sorry.
I don't know that song.
Well, it was originally Huey Piano Smith, and it was one of the things, you know, I've got the video of Bowser doing it. It was one of his signature songs.
Right. But you play so many songs, and I've been listening to music all my life. And 90% of it, I don't even know.
I'm sure that's true. I'm absolutely sure that's true. You know, my little AM station that I use as my toy, the slogan for it is, none of the hits, all of the time. So, all right.
So, I thank you and all your listeners.
Absolutely.
For being there for me.
And we will continue to be, Jim. All right, talk to you soon, and you will hear Bowser next. All right.
And so, God bless all of them.
All right. Yes, you too. Yes, Bowser will be coming up from Sha-na-na with his version of Huey Piano Smith's Don't You Just Know It. All right, Johnny D. in Ohio, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, hello, Raleigh. Firstly, I'm real tired.
Oh.
But, and I just want to say to Jim, you know, you hang tough, Jim, and don't worry about Linda. Ain't nothing going to intimidate Linda.
Yeah.
I mean, she could criticize me. You know what I'm saying? But
now,
anyhow.
Were you listening last night when Karen passed along the words to her latest song?
Yes, I was.
All right.
I was listening.
So I'll have to find those because she emailed those to me so that I can forward them to you.
I thought I heard something come in on my, whatchamacallit.
No, I haven't sent it yet because, as usual, I've lost the email, but I'll find it again. Oh, God. Yes.
Yeah. Did I already tell you I wasn't going to call, but then something? No. All right. No, I didn't tell you that. But anyhow, I wasn't going to call because I don't want to be a nuisance. You know, I called last night. You know.
I'll take all the calls I can get.
But, yeah, I know. But I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I called my daughter today because I checked my wallet for my library card, all right? And it's not there. I don't have a library card anymore. I don't know what the hell I did with it,
all right? All right.
But this book, The Creature from Jekyll Island,
yes.
Okay? So then I call my daughter, Laura,
all right?
I call her Ra, like after the sun god.
By the way, I just forwarded Karen's email to you, so you should be getting it. RC, you called your daughter.
Yeah, I called Laura, who was named after Luke and Laura on the General Hospital.
Is that really true?
Yeah, that's true.
That's
Becky
hilarious.
Was in love with, huh?
Well, thank God you didn't have a boy. It would have been named Luke. Not that there's anything bad about that.
Probably. No, I had the boy name already picked out.
Oh.
But,
all right.
Didn't happen.
All right.
Something about that XY or something. I don't know.
It was your fault. XY, yes, that's right. All your fault.
Hey. It wasn't my fault. I always blame it on Becky.
You can't. Not that one.
Well, I do anyhow.
Okay.
But anyhow, she don't, you know.
Yeah. So you called Laura. And you told her about the creature.
Of course, I said, Laura, listen. You know that woman I talked to on the radio, that Raleigh James, and she goes, yeah, you know, because I played a couple of songs, and and she goes, yeah, you know. And I said, well, listen, you know, I called her last night. She told me to look for this book, all right, The Creature from Jekyll Island. It's about money and, you know, what do you call it, Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah. And she goes, did you check Amazon? And I said, no, I didn't check Amazon.
It's too expensive right now on Amazon.
Yeah, she says, well, I'll check Amazon and all.
No,
get
it's
back with you,
I'll tell
right?
you the cheapest
$30.
I know. The cheapest, if you're willing to get it in downloadable digital format, the cheapest is $9.83 from Etsy.
Well, she's going to check the library. She says, I'll check the library.
Good.
Because she goes to the library,
good.
You know. And so I says, all right, will you get back with me when she checks the library?
I will look.
So
I will keep looking around because occasionally you'll see one pop up that isn't very expensive.
Yeah, well, they wanted $30.
No, I understand. Believe me.
That would be $30 for the book of knowledge.
I understand. Believe me. I share your frugalness. But we'll see. I'll find one eventually if something will come down. I was surprised that there weren't copies
for $1. Now, one more thing.
What?
One more thing, Roy.
Yeah.
With all this peat, and that's why I really called.
Yes.
With all this peat fountain, which
yes.
I always called them peat fontaine. I don't know why, but...
Yeah.
I, you know, like Jim says, something, you know, whatever he hears, he remembers, all right?
Yeah.
Now, I could remember coming down the steps from upstairs
uh-huh.
at the house I grew up in,
uh-huh.
and my dad's down there playing this peat fountain. Liquor Stick.
Right, that album, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I can remember this song coming on, because this melody just came up from the recesses of my mind,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, what is that? It must be off of that peat fountain. Here it goes. I'm going to do it like the theremin, but only more like the clarinet. All
okay,
right?
Okay, I'll try. Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, here we go. It went,
Okay, that's not Pete Fountain. But
what is it?
It's Mr. Eckerbilk, it's Stranger on the Shore. All right, so wait, let me find it for you. It's not Pete Fountain. Now,
I thought that was from that Pete Fountain.
Well,
album.
I'll look to see if he did it, but the hit was Eckerbilk. That's a song, right?
Yeah, that's it. I'll tell you, that clarinet is a lovely instrument.
Yes, and that's Mr. Eckerbilk. It is not on the Licorice Stick album by Pete Fountain.
Did he ever do it, Pete Fountain?
Well, if he did it, he didn't do it on that album.
But
you know, it's the kind of thing that I wouldn't be surprised if he put on one of his albums, because
I swear to God, that was playing in my house.
Probably the hit. But let's see if I can find it. Let's see if it's on the best of people.
It's beautiful, beautiful.
Well, it is a beautiful song. You're absolutely right. And I'm looking to see. I can't find it on any of his stuff. So he did it. He absolutely covered it. And they put it on his greatest hits album.
I told you that he did it.
Well, no, but not as a single. But
well, I was coming down the steps, and I remember. You know, and I'm thinking, what the hell? I like that song, you know.
I love that song, Stranger on the Shore, Eckerbilk.
Stranger on the Shore.
Yeah.
This was like, I was about 10, so
yeah.
I was born in 52. It was about 62.
Yeah, and it was an American.
Did he do it in 62?
It was exactly 62, Mr. Eckerbilk. No, Pete Fountain did it considerably later. You have the original, you're remembering the original of Mr. Eckerbilk, who was actually a guy from England, Bernard Stanley Bilk, Mr. Eckerbilk, and he was British, and Atco picked it up. So yeah, it was Mr. Eckerbilk.
I like that song. It's real nice. It's real nice.
It is a wonderful song, and it was a big, big hit.
Yeah.
Yes.
And his clarinet is very nice.
Yes, and he co-wrote it.
But anyhow, I was going to say on Karen's song, I was thinking, and if she can, why don't you have Fran do it? Fran was a past singer, you know.
Well, that's
interesting. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it, but,
you'd sound a lot more than like Danny and the Juniors than Fran would.
Yeah, I'd have to get some backups on that. Maybe my daughter.
Yeah, that'll be good. You know. I'll look forward to it. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll have to talk to them.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. So I think we're in commercials again. So, man, if you listen on the stream, you get all of the show. And we'll be back on in moments with Tubby and Mark and Sherry and you on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, it's Shanana. Yeah, covering Huey Piano Smith's Don't You Just Know It. 1974 on Kama Sutra. It was an album cut on Hot Socks. So that's for Jim in Richmond, who wanted to hear his Shanana. All right, so let's see. Sherry in Naperville's been waiting a while. So, Sherry, what's up?
Hey, Raleigh.
Yeah. Tell me, what's going on?
I'm going to take your speaker. My original question was regarding sanctioned whatever. What Jesus is? Oh yeah, he has no clue. Like your Red Hawk tail or whatever that was in your thing, and you know, endangered species. You couldn't do anything about it. And I asked, because of the law, do you guys get, because of the law, do you get recompense for lost revenues? And he said, no. But, you know, the lady, the thing that pretty much got my goat, and I wanted to comment on, was the lady with the Mr. Chubbs who was in the hospital.
Yes, Elizabeth.
And said,
Elizabeth and Mr. Chubbs. What?
What's her first name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. And she was a nurse, right?
I don't know that.
I think she is.
Okay.
Or was. But at any rate, I wanted to say about that whole thing, and her grandson is coming over tomorrow to watch a movie with her, and she was in the hospital for, what'd she say, 4 weeks or something?
No, 4 days.
4 days. Oh, okay. Sorry. I remember the four. But she should ask him for some comfort food to bring with her.
I see. Or at least ask her parents for some comfort food. Yes, I don't know that her grandson is going to be able to bring the food.
All
right.
But I love hearing from her. I love hearing from Johnny G. I love hearing from Leia. I love hearing from so many people. The one person I don't love hearing from is pretty much the woman you let ramble on about nothing.
Oh, you mean Ruth. Ruth and well, everybody's welcome.
Well, that's fine. That's
yes.
Just a long time.
All right.
Like, I've been on hold since...
You're not alone, and I'm gonna run out of time, Sherry. Yeah, I'm gonna run out of time, Sherry. You're not alone. I got four people, five people behind
that's
you.
Fine, but I'm gonna tell you, I made a new rule other than trivia night. If I'm on hold for longer than 15 minutes, I'm hanging up.
All right, I think that's a good idea, and probably that'll happen every time. But you never know. I look forward to hopefully getting you within 15 minutes in the future, and thanks for calling. Rarely do we do that, but my advice to Sherry is, if you're still listening, Sherry, call early. Your chances of being on hold less than 15 minutes increase exponentially after the first hour of the show. All right, so 888-876-5593. What do we got? Tubby's in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
How you doing, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm going to go through my list. I wrote some things down real quick, okay?
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for the way you handle your guests. And there's a lot of people out here that's, you know, like lonely.
Yeah,
and, you know, we are stepping up and trying to be helpful to people. And having your show and all these people with all their knowledge and everything, being able to call your show and talk to somebody who gives them respect for being a human being, you know?
Yes.
Okay, that's one.
Thank you.
And I just like the way you handle your business. But it was like when I first heard you, my TV went out. And I was like... going to the TV, the radio line, and I said, where did this show come from? I never heard of it. And you would play these songs. And it was like, man, this girl got it right there. You know what I'm saying?
You play.
And then when I started listening, you played, you're knowledgeable. You're so knowledgeable. Okay, and then the other people are knowledgeable. And you get to know them, and you're so grateful. Okay, now, number two. I got a phone. My high school counselor and her husband bought me this phone because I was on those phones, and we were talking about customer service.
Yeah,
you know, that's the nerve to send me a $165 Motorola phone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And but when you opened it up, first paragraph, well, you have to go and buy the part that goes in the wall, the plug part that goes in the wall.
Uh-huh.
You have to buy it separately. I'm like, why don't you just charge the people for the parts they need.
Right.
They can't even charge the phone to set up the phone.
Right.
I was like, I am so, you know, this kind of customer service stuff is just, you know, it gets your goat. It's bad enough. I'm just learning how to use the phone. Now they're talking about digitizing everything.
Ugh.
Okay, now the next thing, I did get that number. I think whoever's helping me, then I gave it to him because I said, he read it so fast. And so I got his name, John. And
yeah.
I'm grateful to everybody. I gotta tell you about my pet real fast. My mother, I never grew up with pets in Battle Creek, Michigan. And when my mother's roommate died, I moved in with my mom.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Let me feel. And there was four cats. LG took over the pillow with me, okay? He would lay up on the pillow with me. And if I didn't get up, and he'd bite my bottom lip, and this little bow-legged self would run off the edge of the bed. But he died on my chest. And it was such a blessing because I fell in love with cats.
Yeah.
Lucy would call them, and then they would mess with Squeaker. And then their mother was a real little tiny cat. These were like 35-pound cats.
Yeah.
But their mother was there with my mama. And when they would go to the litter box, they would go by, and Queenie would jump up and get to the corner of my mama's bed and start hissing at them. It was so funny.
That's
but
great.
I loved that. And then when I moved after my mom died, I had taken in one more little cat, and the cat was all day. I'm gonna read through. I'll have to call another time. But she was like, hey. And I said, Mozartino. She had named the cat Mozart to the same all the time. But I'm going fast, I know. But anyway, and so I would say, Mozartino. She was like, hey. And she kind of took over from the boys. She was like, you guys are going to give my space. But I had to turn her over because I moved. That's when I became homeless. And I had to turn her over. And I hated to have to give up because she had made a space for herself. Mm-hmm. But I'll catch you next time. I still got that story to tell you about the guy that called my mom on her deathbed, the baseball, the guy from ESPN.
Wow.
It's just, they don't have to do those things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't have to do that. So thank you for you, and stay strong, be happy, okay?
All right.
It's free.
Thanks for calling, okay. Tubby. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So bye-bye. Good to hear from Tubby. 888-876-5593. We will get to Debbie and Raleigh and Mark and Aurora and hopefully James on the south side. And, yeah, I know you're waiting a long time, but, I like everybody to say what they got to say. And 3 hours goes by quickly, thanks to you, right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and those are the Belvederes. And it was Dave and LaSalle who wanted to hear them. I'm surprised you even remembered it. Why Do You Treat Me This Way? It was actually a B-side. The A-side was Lost Love, and it was on the Poplar label. And Poplar was a little label in New York. A guy named Stan Seifer had it. And most of the stuff that he put out was doo-wop, and actually some interesting stuff. And for the most part, the groups are virtually unknown. So however, Dave ran into it, now he got to hear it. Why Do You Treat Me This Way, 1962. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Debbie is in Raleigh. What's going on, Debbie?
Oh, heck of a lot, little or nothing. How would you classify the song by James Baskett called Zippity Doo-Dah? What category would that be?
I don't know. It might defy categories. What do you think?
I don't know. It's something I listen to when I'm really in a silly mood.
Okay.
So I don't know. But as far as Barb goes, and I hope she takes this for what it's worth,
mm-hmm.
I would look at something called Truth Finders on the Internet. And for a small fee, you can look up names and background information for people. And, it might at least let her know whether he is really who he says he is and, that he really works
where
he says he does.
Those services are both good and bad. All they are is they're aggregators. They're not actually researching anything. They're just aggregated information you get online. So
I realize that.
Yeah, and it may not.
When you watch the program Catfish, it freaks you out. It's like, oh no.
But
sometimes it does turn out well. So I wish the best.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I agree. Due diligence, I certainly would suggest that in any situation. So, I agree.
Yeah, okay. I was wondering how people can stay in touch with others out there who call in who happen to be blind like I am. I was born blind, so I don't miss. I didn't have to learn anything from having sight to going blind. So,
right.
And I would love to keep in touch with some of your listeners, but you know, I really don't want to be on Facebook.
No, well,
so if
we're not.
Has any bright ideas.
Right. And I'm not on Facebook. I know there's some Raleigh James group on Facebook, but it has nothing to do with me personally. I'm not on any of that.
Oh, I wondered about that.
No, I have not. I don't.
I said, well.
I don't do Facebook. I don't do social media.
No, I can't abide that. But I would love to keep in touch with some of your other listeners.
The one thing I can do is I can have John get your phone number, and then if somebody's listening, says, "Hey, I'd like to talk to Debbie," we could get their phone number and change them. And I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, great. I'll do that at the end. And the other two quick things are stories that James comes up with. One was about a woman who took her nephew to the bank in a wheelchair in a cab. And after going through the loan process, the woman said, well, your uncle doesn't look that well. And as it turns out, they found out he had been dead for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
And so the other weird one was about a girl who took her dog to the vet. And the surgeon found a pair of underwear, and when they showed that to the owner, she goes, "This isn't mine," and it turns out it was the underwear from her husband's mistress.
I love that.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't get too involved in a lot of that, but I just thought it was so interesting.
Oh, I just love that story. Yeah, after the dog swallowed her thong, and she realized she did not wear thong underwear.
That was
hilarious. As far as the
it was
the,
to me.
Yeah, well, me too.
The end result may not be too pleasant.
Well, yeah,
okay. The other thing is, I use a phone called the Blind Shell Classic 2. And I think it's blindshellusa.com, if I'm not mistaken. And you can finance it through something called, I'm going to give you the wrong name, so I can't recall it right now. But anyway, it's like $40 a month. And it has a lot of the same features that an iPhone does, but it has real buttons and keys. And you can do almost everything on it. And you get YouTube free, which is a wonderful feature. It's got voice recorder. It's got notes. It's got something called checklist, which I use to make all the notes regarding my bank things as far as what I paid that month.
I hate to do this, but I just looked at the clock and realized I'm out of time.
Okay, well, put me back on hold real quick then.
All right, hang on, don't go away. And if you find the number of the phone, let me know. Meanwhile, I'll look for it. And apologies to Mark and James and everybody else. I'm so sorry. We'll do it again Monday live for Monday Night Trivia and then next Tuesday through Thursday live. Until then, that'll be a wrap. We thank Bob for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.